A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Often people will ask me, how do I evangelize? How do I get my son or daughter to have the faith that I have, get to going to church or whatnot? Son or daughter, whether they're in high school or college or grown, how do I get my relative and so forth? We have our teen ministry here at St. Paul the Cross and Mary Seat of Wisdom. And we're trying to recruit more of the St. Paul of the Cross, currently 8th graders, to join when they're in high school, this teen ministry. And so we have some seniors in high school who are coming to speak to the 8th graders. And the seniors are kind of asking, like, well, you know, how can I convince them to join this youth group or whatever, you know? And, like, we're going to be with them for an hour or so. You know, do I ever have to have a really dynamic talk or come up with these like fun games, activities, whatever? And I was just thinking to myself, just show up and be yourself. I mean, you don't need to convince them. And the only thing maybe you point to is that you seniors in high school and like a whole bunch of other teenagers in high school, juniors, seniors, sophomores, freshmen, that they're all doing this. And so they'll just see, hopefully the 8th graders will see by the presence of these others that, okay, I don't know why, but this has just got to be the thing to do. And then once they start doing it, just like you know, maybe were skeptical at one time. Once you started doing it, you realize, okay, this is really life-giving. And, you know, this is where I need to be more than some other, you know, club or, you know, wasting time on phone. Like, I'm actually having meaningful conversations. I'm spending time in prayer. I'm learning about my faith, learning about Jesus. So I would say the same thing. So what these seniors are doing is not making convincing arguments. They're just living their lives. They're pointing to themselves. They can trust in themselves. They can trust that their very life is a witness, is a message. And I would say the same thing to you. You can trust that you going faithfully to Mass every Sunday, you praying, you giving to the church, whatever it might be that you do that shows that, hey, you're a committed Catholic, that's a powerful witness. And that's a message unto himself. And you don't need to convince them. you know, why the church is good or why going to Mass is necessary. Just do it. And hopefully the more people do it and become the majority, then those who aren't doing it will see, okay, maybe I should be doing this as well. This is what Jesus is saying here in our gospel. The advocate is going to come and is going to testify to me, and then you also will testify. So this is your testimony, the Holy Spirit working in you, giving you a meaningful faith life, and that radiating outwards. Amen.